intimate. So even we have that moment of like, wow, we have to be very cautious and respectful of being present at this time, and even address our own, like, why are we feeling uncomfortable? And when you think about then the general providers who never learned that birth was a part of sexual life, and we truly have sterilized birth. We strip your clothing away to hospital gowns. We've done everything possible to sterilize away the emotion, the sacredness, and the sexuality. And so when people start adding that back in, the system often feels uncomfortable. People feel uncomfortable because their own triggers are set. So those of us that support birth must do that deep work of what are our own traumas, what are our own perceptions about birth, how do we feel about sexuality and intimacy, so we can be fully present to hold the space for others. So having said that, we are only at the beginning of turning that corner where caregivers are opening to that, where birthing environments don't look like sick rooms. Like, on a good day, would you want to not being pregnant? You know, how many people would say, you know, tonight, I can't wait to be intimate either with myself or a partner. And I really want to go to a hospital room. I kind of love the smell and the ambiance. And we all go, no way. Right?
No, nobody says that. Nobody says, it's Friday night, honey. Let's go to the hospital and have a hot date. Like, Right. Nobody says that. Nobody says that. Never mind. And some stranger might put their fingers in your vagina. You know, it's like,
totally.
Excuse me? Like, yeah.
It's crazy. So like when we say, you know, why isn't this happening more? We have a dysfunctional model of maternity care. And I do want to say that it's with the best intentions. And certainly our use of technology interventions, cesarean birth saves lives. So this is not about dissing our providers or dissing what we have available. It's about creating a new system. It's about training providers in a more whole way and then creating a better balance, because we often overuse valuable resources today and we're underusing the woman, the birthing person's own ability to produce hormones and to understand what we have to do to create that privacy and safety and intimacy that's needed. So we're only seeing a few orgasmic births by any definition once we're in a hospital, way more at home or a birth center, because people that are in an environment that they feel safe in, that they are respected in, are going to experience these feelings so much more often, as you know.
There's so much more for you over in the Joygasmic Life membership. Become a bulletproof mom with us. Learn the tips and tricks and skills you need to recover from your postpartum mental health journey, and learn the tools of Joygasmic Alchemy so you can have the kind of birth you've been dreaming of.